Surfers know as much as anyone about the healing power of the ocean, and a group of them has organized an effort to bring more of that healing power to those who need it most. Access Surf is a local nonprofit that works to provide people with disabilities with access to the beach and the ocean. Kara Short is its executive director, and she's here in our studio with Bill Martin, North Shore business owner, to talk about their effort to create greater access on Oahu's North Shore. Kara, Bill, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Kara, what's the current state of disability access on Hawaii's beaches?
Well, overall, there's definitely some improvements that we need to make for sure. But I do hear from some visitors that we have better access than some places, but we feel like locally we could do a whole lot more. And that's exactly what we're doing with Access Surf. We provide programs, but we also feel part of our role in the community is to be advocates. And that's exactly what we're trying to do right now.
Bill, you've been in a chair for the last 8 years, and you're a surfer. You're a man who loves the ocean. What kind of issues do you run into trying to get to the water?
Well, mainly it's just the access. The sidewalks often in quite far away from the shore. Mm-hmm. And in Hawaii, because of the big surf, the sand is quite soft, so... I have where the wheelchair stops, I have quite a big distance to cover mm-hmm. to get into the water. So that's the case at all the beaches.
And you have what kind of vehicle do you have?
You mean as far as...
How do you get around?
Oh, I have a van that's outfitted with hand controls, and it's like a little ramp. It's really convenient. I just mm-hmm. can get right in and out because I'm quite busy. I've got two kids. I got take them to school and projects and
sure.
work. And
but when you go to the beach, what do you run into in your van?
Well, the van is, the parking and all that's no problem. And I can actually get I'm quite independent. I guess they call it high functioning or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the terms. I just
that's good
go
enough.
With it.
Yeah.
So, but I can get all my gear out and down and I can get in and out of the water, but it's a challenge.
From the sidewalk to the water, it sounds like where the problem
is. Yeah.
So what would you like to see done there?
I'd just like to see, Hawaii in particular, we have a lot of surfers and also even swimmers who are disabled. And the more access we can create, the better. And so what we've found is... there's like these temporary sort of mats that we can use and install.
What I was wondering, if you could just roll out a rubber mat or something.
Yeah, and there's something like that. There's some things that are a little more almost permanent, but they're not permanent. It's not a sidewalk that goes down through the water. Mm-hmm. So it's a good tool.
Have you seen those, Kara?
Yeah, actually, we've worked with Bill and the crew up north, and we've also worked with city and county years ago to put some mats in Ala Moana and Kaimana. At our programs, we use very temporary mats that we'll roll out. Mm-hmm. They're like made of like a woven nylon almost. But mm-hmm. the mats that they just installed up north, in which we're hoping to do some in Waikiki, it's a permanent temporary mat type thing. Like, so it will be in place. So, low theft and all that stuff. And it will hopefully, will weather quite well. The new products that they're using now, there's a company we're working with called Access. And they their new product is very good. We were really impressed with it so far. So, yeah, it's a great way to, it's a great in-between. I think some people have proposed sidewalks and so on and so forth. But I think there's some issues with that, definitely with the shifting sands and all that sort of thing, where these mats are the perfect solution we found so far.
What do they cost? Are they costly?
Yeah, they are. I mean, for about 50 feet, it's about $5,000. Or how much was that last mat that you just put in, Bill?
Yeah, it was a bit more than that because you have to have it shipped over, and I think it comes out probably about $400 a piece. And it's a little 6x4 pieces that we use.
And then you just stick them together for the length you need.
Yeah, you can stake them down. And then in the case for the North Shore, if we're quite good at surf forecast these days. So if a giant swell is coming, we can have them removed quite quickly. And mm-hmm. and then at Waimea Bay, for example, in the summertime, there's no big swells. You could go all the way down to the water, and that is my goal. to do that.
What does it do for you to get into the water, Bill?
Oh, it's night and day. You know, it's a, you come up to the beach, you get down, you wheel right down to the waterside, and just save me a lot of effort.
But I mean, what's the experience like of being in the water for you?
Oh.
Therapeutic?
Oh, totally. And it's like that way anyway. Surfers all know that, whether you're in a wheelchair or not. But for me, just all of a sudden I'm free again. You know, once I get in the water, I feel like a fish. But when I'm on the ground or in the, you know, I'm definitely dragging because of my disability.
That's a huge change of consciousness.
Yes.
And I would think a very healthy one for you.
Very.
So that's kind of the motivator behind all this, isn't it, Kara?
Absolutely. And like Bill said, for the local disabled community, but as well as our visitors, and, you know, we were talking about this earlier, those mats can provide easier access for people who are not in chairs. Maybe they have a walker or a cane or even a stroller, that sort of thing. So it's multi-use, you know, but it does hit a demographic that currently has no access. So that's a really big part, not only to get to the water, but just to get onto the sand, just to be part of Hawaii. That's such a huge resource that we have such limited access to right now.
How did you become aware of this issue?
Well, I personally became aware of this issue working with Access Surf. I've been with Access Surf for many years as a volunteer and since 2014 as their director. And, of course, this has been a very prevalent thing now in my life, not only from the programs, but a lot of my friends that I surf with are in chairs. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of my friends have to drag themselves across the beach or they have to concoct, you know, some sort of chair with wheels, or we ask people that are standing by to help us carry.
They just physically carry them out there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You surf with other folks with disabilities, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously you talk to them about these issues?
Yes.
Are these the kind of things that you hear, the things that we've been talking about?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Particularly that, you know, the thing I find most powerful in what you're telling me is that sense of freedom you get once you get in the water.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, a lot of us are surfed before our accident or whatever reason. So, that it's really important for us to do that. A lot of people say to me, oh, wow, I can't believe you're doing this. But I always remind them that, hey, you would do the same thing. If you're a surfer, that's all you're thinking about is how can I get back? You know.
Frequently when you ask people about something that's that much a part of their life, the answer comes back, well, what else would I do?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds as if it's kind of what it was like for you. Kara, does it sound as if the solutions are that expensive compared to the solutions in other areas?
You know what, you're right. It's absolutely true. I guess, you know, I run a small nonprofit, so those price tags sound big to me, but you're right. In the grand scheme of things, it's really not.
So what does it take? Awareness?
It takes awareness and it takes talking to the right people. So currently I am talking with some people in Sitting County to talk about Waikiki and having some mats there. And we've gotten a really good response. The issue always does come down to the who's going to pay for it. But I have had some very positive meetings, so I'm feeling very hopeful. Bill was really creative, and what he did was he gathered the local business communities on the North Shore, and they got together and they actually sponsored it themselves. So I thought that was pretty impressive. So that might be a road I will go down if we can't find the funding in the city budget.
Well, Kara and Bill, we're going to want to keep in touch with you as this progresses to see how it's all doing. But thanks to both of you for coming into our studio.
Thank you. We really appreciate this. This means a lot for us to have this kind of awareness.
Sure.
Thank you.
Kara Short is the executive director of Access Surf, a local nonprofit that provides free programs for people with disabilities to have access to the beach and ocean. Bill Martin is the owner of Island X Hawaii Old Sugar Mill, and you can learn more about their effort to have permanent beach access mats installed at Ehukai and Ali'i Beach Parks on the Conversations Facebook page.